I still don't see it, she said when David finally finished. When she was standing up and brushing sand from her legs and her arms, shaking sand from her hair. Why take the photo of me at all if you're hoping I'll just disappear into the landscape?
It's about perspective, David said, looking up from his equipment. His hair was wild, his cheeks and forearms flushed with noon sun.
In the far distance, Paul had turned and was on his way back, drawing nearer.
It's about expectations. People will look at this picture and see a beach, rolling dunes, and then they'll glimpse something a little odd, something familiar in your particular set of curves. Or they'll read the title and look again, searching for the woman they didn't see the first time, and they'll find you.
There was intensity in his voice. The wind coming off the ocean moved through his dark hair. It made her sad, because he spoke of photography as he had spoken once of medicine, of their marriage, a language and tone that evoked the lost past and filled her with longing.
Do you and David talk about big things or small things? Bree asked her once.
And Nora was shocked to realize how many of their conversations were about things as perfunctory and necessary as household chores and Paul's schedule. The sun was bright on her hair, and the gritty sand had caught in the tender skin between her legs. David was absorbed in putting away his camera. Nora had hoped this dream vacation would be a path back to the closeness they'd once shared. This was what had compelled her to spend so many hours lying in the hot sun, holding herself still while David took roll after roll of photos. But they had been here 3 days now, and nothing but the setting was significantly different from home. Each day they drank their morning coffee in silence. David found ways to work. He was either taking pictures or fishing. He did read in the evenings, swinging in the hammock. Nora took walks and naps, puttered and went shopping at the bright, overpriced tourist shops in town. Paul played his guitar, and he ran. Nora shaded her eyes and looked down the golden curve of the beach. Closer now, the runner's shape had emerged, and she saw it was not Paul after all. The man running was tall, lean, maybe 35 or 40. He wore blue nylon shorts edged with white piping and no shirt. His shoulders, already tanned dark, were edged with a burn that looked painful. As he drew close to them, he slowed and then stopped, hands on his hips, breathing heavily.
"Nice camera," he said.
Then, looking straight at Nora, he added,
"Interesting shot."
He was beginning to go bald. His eyes were dark brown, intense. She turned away, feeling their heat, as David began to talk. Waves and dunes, sand and flesh, two conflicting images at once. She gazed down the beach. Yes, there, barely visible, was another running figure, her son. The sun was so bright. For a few seconds she felt dizzy, little silverfish of light flashing behind her eyelids, just as it glanced across the edges of the waves. Howard.